Here we will explore the true facts about Gene Hensler, Ph.D. Early on, Gene Hensler's parents knew he was destined to work in the field of finance. When, on his first birthday, his mother asked how he wanted to spend the money he received as gifts, Gene Hensler turned to her and said, "I don't want a bicycle until I'm 12. Just take the money and invest it." And so it was at the tender age of 1 when Gene Hensler scribed a major tenet of his now famous 10-year rule.
And we're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, Ted Parrish, and Dr. Gene.
Bill, I got one for you. What three factors should we consider when investing for retirement? This is from Lindsay and Horatio from Canton.
Well, I think, you know, in general terms, the three biggest factors are time horizon, risk tolerance, and, you know, the amount of the savings. But in reality, we always start out by saying, hey, when do you need the money? And so if you're not going to need this money for the next 10 years, then you got to decide, well, how does risk tolerance really play into this? And Gene, you and I tend to, and Teddy, tend to think of risk tolerance in terms of, can I get my money back? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily does the stock go up or down or the bond go up or down, but what is the likelihood of returning my initial capital investment and actually earning that rate of return that we assume we'll earn when we make that investment? Mm-hmm. Is that a fair statement?
Yep.
A lot of times people will look at risk. They'll say, oh, well, I want you to give me a 15% return, but I want guaranteed like the federal government.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to happen.
No. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you've had these conversations over your lifetime with clients that or potential clients that sort of have a disconnect. They make the assumption that you can, you know, be the kind of stock picker or investment advisor that can make risk zero. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll never lose any money, market will never go down, and I'll just get 12% every year.
Well, you mean it's like some of those advertisements I see on television, radio that says, right, you can earn a steady rate of return and never, never go down.
Yes.
Well, I wonder what that steady rate of return is.
Well, that's always the question, right? So once you've sort of defined what risk tolerance really means to you, okay,
right,
and you can't really do it by a questionnaire that says, you know, number 1 through 5. I mean, it really is a gut check. If you open your statement up
every month,
and during 08 and 09, you were just ready to jump off the roof. Maybe I should say it this way, because I think we were all ready to jump off the roof, but we didn't.
That's right.
So I think therein lies the rub. Yeah. If you're the kind of person who's going to look at that and go, I must sell when the market's down, then you probably need to take less risk with your portfolio, even though.
Yeah, it's very. We have a 10-year rule, and the point of having a 10-year rule means is you don't have any money in the stock market you need for the next 10 years. And during going through the last downturn, and the several previous ones. We went through three really good downturns over the last 15 years, is that it's the same clients who every time are calling up and say, do you need that money next year? No. Do you need it next year? No. Do you need it? No. 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 Why? Oh, I'm just concerned about it. And for every time, there'll be someone who sells out at the bottom.
Yeah.
And guess what? 2 weeks later, calling you, well, I'd like to get back in the market. Well, you just flushed 20% down the toilet.
Right.
How does that feel?
Right.
Money you can never make up.
No, you can't.
So you have to know whether you're one of those kind of people.
Yes. The reason you have the 10-year rule, and I don't want to put it in, I'll put it in Bill Lako terms instead of yours, is because time with investments will generally solve most problems. In other words, you look at IBM, you look at Coca-Cola, you look at any one of these big companies, okay? Again, risk tolerance for us is I don't want it to go bankrupt, right? So if we're talking stocks, I don't want to own something that I think, A, doesn't have earnings, profits, and B, has a potential for going
belly up.
So that's our definition of risk tolerance. Yours may be different. The longer you have to withstand a downturn in the market, the better off you are. We just choose 10 years.
We want a person to be able to avoid selling at the bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's never been a need for one of our clients to ever sell at the bottom of the market. The only reason they sold at the bottom of the market is because they didn't have the risk tolerance they thought they had.
Right.
You're
absolutely correct.
And what they invest in also is a function of how much they're saving, right? How much saving and how much they want to spend
in
retirement.
That is absolutely correct. Those two. But if you know that you can't stomach it, and the decision is, well, I want to be in munis or I want to be in treasuries or corporates,
you got to save a lot of money.
More.
A lot of money.
A lot more.
Yes.
So, just to give you an idea. So let's take somebody who wants to retire and have after-tax income of 60 grand.
Okay.
It's off the portfolio now. Forget Social Security, pension, any of that. Just off the portfolio. So if you have 10 years till retirement, so you know today you're 60 and want to retire at 70, 55, retire at 65, whatever. The adjusted inflation rate for 60 grand, if we assume 4% inflation, means you're going to be spending the equivalent of $88,000 a year. If you have 20 years before retirement, that's the equivalent of $131,000. And if you have 30 years, you're going to be spending $194,000. And people say, that is crazy. It's true. But, Gene, when you came to Atlanta and started working at Georgia State as a professor, what year was that?
1966.
Okay. So a little longer than 30 years, but
$11,500.
That's what they were paying you,
and that was top dollar.
Right.
They were out buying degrees from up north.
Right. And I'm assuming today you probably would think 11 grand a month may not necessarily be big money.
A week, man.
There you go.
No, so, I'm just joking.
No, but but if you put it in terms of who could 11 grand a year, you think about it today. Most people think of 50, 60, 70,000.
Yeah, I think they're paying
100 grand.
First year guys with PhDs in finance, probably over 100,000.
Yeah, probably one and a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Maybe one and a quarter.
Yep.
10 times as much. And remember, people live longer, and if you retire at 65, it's not unusual to be living to be. And we'll talk a little bit about age and health and income in a little bit.
Right.
But somebody retires at. Who's 55 years old is expected to live another 25 years.
Mm-hmm. At least.
35 years.
So the scary numbers are coming. So now you know what 60 grand turns into with a 4% inflation rate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take that same 10-year period of time. Let's assume you're now 65 and you say, I need to live till 90. I know I'm going to die right at 90.
Right.
On your birthday.
Right.
Gone. And I can get you a 10% return. Guaranteed.
Right.
All right,
okay.
Which you cannot get, but let's just say you could on an after-tax basis. How much money do you have to have in the portfolio? Well, if you're going to retire in 10 years, you need a portfolio worth $1.1 million.
Okay.
Retire in 20 years, $1.7. Retire in 30 years, $2.5. Now, assuming, this gets confusing, but
we're about to nod off. You better pick this up.
You got 10 years till retirement. How much annual savings, assuming you have $0 today?
Wow.
And I could get you a guaranteed
10%. Right.
Well, 10 years, you got to save 72 grand a year.
Yep.
That's after tax.
Yep.
Okay. 20 years, 30 grand. 30 years, 15 grand.
Yeah.
And that 30-year number is probably doable.
And that's the secret. One of the secrets we talk about is start saving when you're young.
Absolutely. And you have to invest relatively. What most people would say aggressive, because people will come to me who are 40 and 45, and they'll have 40% of their money in bond funds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, when can you actually touch this money? It's your 401k.
Yeah.
Well, you can't actually get it to your 59 and a half. So that's a 15. Well, if you're 40, it's a 19-year period of time. There's actually never been a 15-year period of time where the market didn't outperform every other asset class.
That's true.
So
by
definition.
Yeah.
So it's simple. It's all about savings, how much you want to save, risk tolerance.
It's mathematics.
It is. What do you tell me? Money hasn't changed in how many years?
50, 100, 1,000.
1,000? It's a fact. Now, they might sell you a different product, but compound interest really hasn't changed, has it, Gene?
Nope, it's a miracle, compound interest.
It is.
It really is. Money doubles every 7 years at 10%. Figure it out. Put a dollar away today, 10 years it's worth 2, 20 it's 4, 30 it's 8, 40 it's 16. So you're going to have 16 times. So you have to save 16 times as much when you're 50 as you are when you're 20.
It's true.
Yep. Actually, it's pretty simple. It's scary when people look at it. I do, however, find it interesting. There is an ad now where the guy's running with a tape, how long, how much money you need, and they unroll the tape, and they just don't quite make it. You know, yeah. They run out of money when they're 70. But I like it because it points out to me, well, boy, I got to start thinking about this.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It looks like a lot of money. You know, get somebody, and also how much money you spend is an awful big determinant of your lifestyle, et cetera. You know, you get somebody who says, I'm worth $5 million, I have no problem retiring. He spends $500,000 a year. Mm. Good luck.
Yeah.
Better to have a million and you only spend 35 or 40, right?
Yeah.
And then you're going to make it on that. All right. Well, while we're still on this, we've got a couple minutes here. Let's talk about how much longer people are going to live. At age 55, the average guy, man, is going to live 35 more years, 34.9, if they're in the top 10% of income.
Right.
If they're in the bottom 10% of income, they're only going to live 25 years. So a big impact, how long you live, is determined by your income. And that should make some sense to you because you're probably going to have better health care, mm-hmm. have the ability to go see a doctor, et cetera, and stuff like that. You're probably not working in a manual labor kind of a job.
Well, you're probably making better lifestyle decisions.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. But it just might be somebody through bad breaks, good guy, works his can off, and he's working in construction. You know, body just wears out when he's 55. You know what I'm saying? Stuff where somebody who's pushing paper like you are, he gets a little pudgy, but his worst case is maybe a paper cutter too.
Yeah, but that can get infected. that could. I've had some bad ones.
And a woman, she's not, surprisingly, what surprised me is that they only live about a half a year longer.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't either. Man, I seem to live forever, these women. Jeez, old Pete. You don't see a lot of widowers. You see a lot of widows in my business. You're right?
It's true.
Yeah, that's okay. Plus, mostly men marry women younger than themselves. So women, by the way, need to be really keenly aware of the finances in the family household.
No question.
I mean, the old man may have enough money to live because he's been living a rotten life and partying and everything else like that. He keels over when he's 65. What does he care? You're going to live to be 90.
It's an issue.
The ladies out there should take charge and be on top of what's going on with the finances.
That pendulum has actually swung.
Has it?
Yeah. We many, 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 many families today are run. The money is run by the female.
That's good to hear.
Yeah. All right. We're going to stop here for a quick break. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.